I'm Brian Gephardt from Salisbury, Missouri. We farm in the Forest Green area.
How are things looking this year, Brian?
Everything looks great this year. We've had just minimal problems, a few herbicide carryover issues early on, but that seems to have corrected itself now. The weather's great. We're hoping for some rain shortly, but everything looks good.
So from the time of planting, did you have issues getting into the field before getting it planted?
Not really. Compared to last year, it was very difficult getting into the fields. This year, we pretty well rolled right into it. We had our typical showers that held us out briefly, but yeah, everything went very well and smoothly this year.
You're hosting the Ag Academy for DeKalb and Asgro. Why?
Personally, I guess I like this plot. The information is coming from the area that I'm selling in for our customers. I like to have the information here available for the farmers in this area, and that's the main reason, is just the knowledge that's out there for us.
What advantages do you see to having these test plots here and that information at your fingertips?
For having the all the information available to me, it's whenever I have somebody come into my seed shed, they can just come in, pick up their seed. We can walk out the back of my shed and go look at some anything relevant in the field. So it's very accessible.
What do you have to do with planting and maintaining these plots?
For planting and maintaining, basically we just get the ground ready, and then Monsanto comes in and they plant it, they put down the herbicide, and they harvest it. So it's just getting the ground ready is basically all we end up doing.
Well, obviously you find this important to have test plots here and to be hosting a test plot.
I do like our the test plots in this area. It lets us learn more about each individual hybrid and soybean variety, so I can bring that in to my customers and show them what might be relevant in our area and on their fields.